Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, most of the time, taking the advice of experts works out well. But every once in a while, Tommy, experts don't take their own advice.
Oh.
So it's better to do as the experts do. And these experts in this world say they never do this.
Okay.
When they go to the grocery store. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Two worlds colliding for the man that sits in this room with us.
Because
he's a radio superstar, and we're on the radio right now. But at one point in his life, this man was a butcher.
Tommy Chops, they used to call me.
I don't think it was because he cut meat. In front of us, we have an article that butchers wrote. Describing the things they would never do at the grocery store. Things they will not buy at the grocery store.
Oh, okay. So, like, if they were a customer at the grocery store, what they'd avoid.
You got it. And there are two that stand out. One, two big things. Number one, butchers who work as private butchers for non-grocery stores say they will not buy ground beef and ground poultry from the grocery store. Will not. They say that most of the stuff from grocery stores comes pre-ground from large meat processing facilities. And those butchers say they're worried about contamination.
Okay.
They say that's been something on the minds of a lot of people with the Boar's Head cold cuts thing, right? You understand that? These butchers say most of the time, almost exclusively, they will get their ground beef and poultry from small butcher shops because they process it themselves. They know exactly where that meat came from, and it's a better quality ground beef, ground chicken.
Okay.
Number two. They will not buy fish and fresh seafood from the grocery store.
No.
They will not.
So they go to an actual seafood store.
You got it.
That's exclusive.
Yes. The butchers say unless you live near a body of water, you should question how fresh the grocery store fish is. One butcher says his general rule is if you're not within 20 minutes of a drive to the beach where the fish comes from, it has probably been frozen and then thawed.
Okay.
He said, which is fine, but it's not what you're paying for. He also does warn the safety of the fish is always up to the person behind the counter who's preparing it, and he questions the expertise of the folks that work at grocery stores.
So, if you, let's say you live in Kansas.
Yeah.
Where do you, so you just don't eat seafood?
I mean, that's kind of what he's getting at here.
Okay.
I mean,
so if you lived in Chicago, you wouldn't go to a seafood house.
So, it sounds like he's saying it's not fresh. Like, if you're paying for fresh, you're not getting what you're paying
for. It's frozen and thawed and served.
Exactly. Right. And they'll charge you more sometimes based on the fresh food. But he also does warn, like, whoever is preparing your fish, like, it's better to go to a smaller place that deals in this exclusively because they know more. I mean, again, it's a general thing he's talking about.
Right.
But no ground beef or poultry and no fresh seafood at the grocery store. Tommy, based on your expertise as a butcher, do you agree?
Well, so when I cut meat, we used to grind the meat there.
Okay.
So, and there were some scraps and what we called end cuts.
Okay.
All right. And we had this big industrial grinder. And one job with one kid would go in the morning and make all the ground beef. That was like the first thing the first kid in the door did.
Gotcha.
We only cleaned that thing once a week. Because it was a pain in the ass. You had to completely strip it out, hose it out. You kind of like wipe it down and clean it. But nobody ever cleaned it really well. So to say like these small butcher shops are, but now maybe they are buttoned up. This is a grocery chain.
Sure.
But we weren't cleaning that thing like we were supposed to every night because it was a pain in the ass and nobody died.
You don't know that.
Well, my theory is nobody died.
That doesn't make any sense.
And in the seafood, we had a seafood department. This is in Jupiter, Florida, which you could walk to the beach.
Okay.
We put, you know, they would bring in shrimp that was frozen. They thought and put it out on a display case and saying it was fresh.
Sell it as fresh seafood.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they are right, but.
But it wouldn't stop you from buying anything.
No.
All right, so here's my question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When it comes to meat, I mean, if you could, if you wanted to, you could go to a small mom-and-pop butcher and get what you're looking for.
Yeah, there's
a
couple in town here.
Yeah, heating is advised. I mean, there's a couple that have been around for decades.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very, you know, trusted.
Mm.
Is it worth it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, okay, hold on. You're also biased because you think you own Wegmans.
And I think they do a great job.
And I think Wegmans does a great job, too. Right. And I say this having worked in the prepared food section before, right? But there are people that would argue, right? Even though Tops, I mean, Tops advertises their butchers.
They fresh cut right there.
Absolutely. So maybe this story isn't for our area. It's for other places that have more generic grocery stores. But there are people, Tommy, who will argue, meat snobs, that the meat that they get from these mom and pop delis is head and shoulders better than.
But is that because they feel like they're getting a deal? Or is it because they really think that it's better quality?
It's the same grade of meat.
Where's it coming from, though?
No, but it's USDA. It's the same. It's the same cows. They only buy. They buy the same beef that Wegmans buys.
No, I understand what you're saying.
From the same wholesalers.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, because there's only so many wholesale beef places in the country.
Well, those butchers...
To the point, like, there's only so many slaughterhouses anymore.
Are we sure that they don't have the ability to buy from, like, local farms? Does Wegmans buy from local farms?
They do, but it's real specific to, like, certain... But I don't know. Like, to make a special trip for ground beef...
Lots of people do it.
I wouldn't do it.
252
Would you? You ain't got the time.
Well, that's just it. I mean, probably not.
And if I got to feed somebody like your husband... I'm just getting the cheapest beef I got to fill that boy up.
No, man, you can't put cheap beef in prime rib. I will say this. I will make the trip to a butcher for sausage.
Wait, why didn't you tell me this?
Why is that?
I just got into the sausage game.
Get the hell out of here. Really?
Yeah.
You're selling sausage?
Yeah, I set up a little kiosk.
Well, what's it called? Oh, I'm sorry, where is this kiosk?
It's located in the men's room.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Country Sausage from Farm to Your Mouth Sauce.
Kimmy, if I'm buying sausage, Italian sausage, I will go to an Italian butcher to get the sausage.
No,
every time?
I
buy the prepacked stuff right in the case.
I mean, it's good. It's not
good
as good.
Enough.
Look, you can tell there is a big difference between old man wave. Now
I could see like going to a place like that, too, if you're going to cook for a lot of people. You know what I mean? Like maybe you go out of your way to get something a little different or get a better... cut, I guess. I don't know. Like,
but it's sausage.
Like if you're planning for something, you might go out of your way to go to a smaller mom and pop spot.
You also get more unique sausages at the mom and pop place.
Well, you get Italian sausages, hot, medium, or mild.
There's things that they put in the sausages. Like sometimes they'll put cheese in the sausages, sometimes they'll put different vegetables in the sausages. It's good sausage.
Oh, I'm sure it's delicious.
252 WCMF, man who doesn't eat sausage most of the time.
Bro, I choked out a lot of sausage when I was a fat boy.
Well, hey, man, you had to get work somehow. Again, we're talking about this article. Butchers say what they avoid buying when they go to the grocery store. One, ground beef and ground poultry. They say that with these grocery stores, a lot of this stuff comes from outside, so they don't know what's in it. Mm-hmm. They worry about contamination. Two, fresh fish and seafood. They say that the fresh fish you're buying may not be actually fresh. It may have been frozen and thawed. Unless you live 20 minutes from the beach where that fish was caught, you should assume that it's been frozen. And again, this may not be for us because we have two really dynamite grocery stores that, you know, keep a rising tide floats all boats. Mm-hmm. But is it worth the trip to the independent butcher
or the seafood joint?
Let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. How you going? Tommy's not going to like this, but Wegmans stopped grounding their beef on site a couple years ago. It used to go and get sirloin to ground up to make meatballs and things like that. And they don't do it anymore for some reason. They took all their grinders out of their location.
Well, it's possible they have, like, Wegmans now has its own facility that they do it big stuff and then send it out to the stores. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean Wegmans isn't doing it. You know what I mean?
Well, no, let's say you're just going to get ground beef, but like I said, I'd like to get a sirloin
steak. No, I get what you're saying. No, I mean,
he likes a sirloin, you know, because it's so special.
Ground sirloin, that kind of seems like a waste, Barber. Why would you ground a sirloin?
Why don't you just eat a sirloin steak?
Yeah.
No, because it makes a phenomenal hamburger and meatballs.
Oh, yeah. Does it make a good meatball?
Some pork and veal, and you got great meatballs.
All right, so Barber
knows all about his meatballs.
Barbara, are you the type of guy that'll go to an independent butcher shop when you want certain cuts of stuff?
Yeah, there's Harrimo's in Irondequoit up by the Stutzen, where the old Stutzen Bridge used to be, or in the Charlotte. They still have the actual butcher who will grind it for you right there.
A fresh butcher meat!
Yeah, 29 fingers.
but you get a little extra meat there for free.
You go to Rubino's there on the ridge.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's what I grew up doing. Hey, yeah. Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Like, I know you're probably right. Mm. When it comes to, like, standard meat you're going to buy, there isn't a difference. But for some reason, the way that I grew up, it just feels right getting your meat from places like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a huge inconvenience.
Okay, what a spoiled-ass Pittsburgh bitch. It's not a huge inconvenience. A huge inconvenience is having to walk with everything you own for 30 miles. This is stopping on the way home from Wegmans.
No, but if I'm at the Wegmans in Pittsburgh, and I tell my wife, hey, no. We got to go up in a ridge, go to Rubino's. Well, that's where you get the good gobble ghoul, you know what I'm saying?
You would have to go out of your way in Pittsburgh. Is there anything near you?
No.
Well, no, because we've had this discussion on the show before, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is a town with no culture.
Yes, it has culture.
Name me one ethnic.
Got money culture,
name
baby.
Name me one ethnic restaurant.
They got ethnic restaurants.
They opened up a Rachel's Chain Mediterranean place and
they
closed.
They got that Scottish joint.
What's it called?
McDonald's.
No, you're right. I mean, depending on the town you live in, too, it could have an effect on how you do this.
Sometimes you have, like, multiple options right around the corner.
Yeah.
Those old mom-and-pop joints.
Gates and Grease, but let's not count on Irondequoit. Yeah. The east side, there's a ton of stuff out there.
And they always have the most attractive people working in that place.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Vinny, that's a nice hump you got there.
Bro, you worked as a butcher.
What are you talking about?
You're the ugliest man I've ever seen.
But most of those people are not very attractive.
Do you need them to be?
Well, I like them pleasant. Next!
No, that's how I would like the person who cuts my meat.
Next! What do you want, little boy?
I don't get you, man.
Bread and sausage.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.